Listening, Part 1. Listen and choose the correct picture, A, B or C. Question 1. A man and a woman are talking about a birthday present for a friend. What do they decide to give her?
I was thinking of getting Sophie some perfume for her birthday, though it's twice as much as we were planning to spend.
Yeah, and actually, I was in the garden centre the other day, and they've got some lovely indoor plants I know she'd like. Or they've also got some nice vases, which are even better value.
On the other hand, she is giving us a party, so I think we should be generous.
No, you're right. Let's do what you suggested. I'm sure she'll love it.
Now listen again.
I was thinking of getting Sophie some perfume for her birthday, though it's twice as much as we were planning to spend.
Yeah, and actually, I was in the garden centre the other day, and they've got some lovely indoor plants I know she'd like. Or they've also got some nice vases, which are even better value.
On the other hand, she is giving us a party, so I think we should be generous.
No, you're right. Let's do what you suggested. I'm sure she'll love it.
Question 2. A girl is talking to her father about a party. How will the girl get to the party?
Mum said there was some sort of problem about this Saturday.
Yeah, there's a party in Bristol, but Mum won't let me borrow the car.
There's always the train, and you get a good discount with a student card.
I can't get one until next week. Anyway, Annie's agreed to give me a lift there.
Is that safe? I mean, she's only just passed her test.
Don't worry. She's very careful. And it's only one way. I'm getting the bus back because she's staying in Bristol for a few days.
Now listen again.
Mum said there was some sort of problem about this Saturday.
Yeah. There's a party in Bristol, but Mum won't let me borrow the car.
There's always the train, and you get a good discount with a student card.
I can't get one until next week. Anyway, Annie's agreed to give me a lift there.
Is that safe? I mean, she's only just passed her test.
Don't worry. She's very careful. And it's only one way. I'm getting the bus back because she's staying in Bristol for a few days.
Question 3. A girl is talking to her father. What will the girl have for lunch?
Oh, Dad, Jo's coming for lunch today.
Is she your friend who's a vegetarian?
No, she had steak and chips the last time she was here.
Oh, good. Having said that, I'm not sure what we've got apart from some bread and cheese.
That doesn't sound very exciting. What about the beef burgers?
Tom finished them the other night. It looks like you haven't got much choice unless you fancy going to the shops.
I can't really. She'll be here any minute.
Now listen again.
Oh, Dad, Jo's coming for lunch today.
Is she your friend who's a vegetarian?
No. She had steak and chips the last time she was here.
Oh, good. Having said that, I'm not sure what we've got apart from some bread and cheese.
That doesn't sound very exciting. What about the beef burgers?
Tom finished them the other night. It looks like you haven't got much choice unless you fancy going to the shops.
I can't really. She'll be here any minute.
Question 4. A girl is talking to her cousin about her job. What does she do at the restaurant?
Where are you working?
Smith's Restaurant.
Isn't that the one all the celebrities go to?
Yeah, we get loads of them. Singers, footballers. That actor, Bob Smith, comes in all the time.
Wow. What do you say to people like that when you go and take their order?
Well, I'm down in the kitchen, so that's not really my problem.
I didn't know you could cook.
I often do at home, but I'm hoping they're going to give me some training. I don't want to be doing the washing up forever.
Well, you've got to start somewhere, I suppose.
Now listen again.
Where are you working?
Smith's Restaurant.
Isn't that the one all the celebrities go to?
Yeah, we get loads of them. Singers, footballers. That actor, Bob Smith, comes in all the time.
Wow. What do you say to people like that when you go and take their order?
Well, I'm down in the kitchen, so that's not really my problem.
I didn't know you could cook.
I often do at home, but I'm hoping they're going to give me some training. I don't want to be doing the washing up forever.
Well, you've got to start somewhere, I suppose.
Question 5. What sport is the man hoping to take part in tomorrow?
Hi, I'm just calling about tomorrow. I'd love a game, but I've got to take Hallam to his seven-a-side football at Shipton. That would mean leaving you by 11 at the latest, which doesn't make much sense unless we make an early start. I could book a tennis court for 9. How does that sound? Later's no good, because I'm hoping we'll be back from Shipton in time to watch the final of the rugby, which we might win with a bit of luck. Anyway, let me know if that suits.
Now listen again.
Hi, I'm just calling about tomorrow. I'd love a game, but I've got to take Hallam to his seven-a-side football at Shipton. That would mean leaving you by 11 at the latest, which doesn't make much sense unless we make an early start. I could book a tennis court for 9. How does that sound? Later's no good, because I'm hoping we'll be back from Shipton in time to watch the final of the rugby, which we might win with a bit of luck. Anyway, let me know if that suits.